My name's Susan Yule.
And you are taking on quite the challenge. I suppose, actually, first of all, set the scene for me. What are you going to be getting up to?
Right. Well, the plan is we'll be setting off from a place called Stanhope, which is in County Durham. My best friend, whose crazy idea this all was, she's got a country and western boutique in Stanhope. And then she came up with this idea of, we're going to see Luke Combs in concert in Edinburgh, so let's walk. Which, when she first told me about it, it was the day after my work's due, so I was a little bit dazed and confused. And then she said, yep, great idea, and then hung up on me, so I was left a bit bewildered. Mm-hmm. But yes, so we set off on Thursday, and we walked straight up onto the fells, because we're in Weardale, it's a valley. Mm-hmm. So we go straight up onto the tops via Hexham, and then just pick our way all the way to Edinburgh.
I love that this is, it was pitched to you after a work gig, which always seems to be when the best laid plans is. It's happened to me this year. I was hanging out with some people from here, and it was like, next year we're going to do the parish, yeah? And I was like, yeah, defo.
Yeah, all sounds a fantastic idea when you're half asleep and
now,
dozy.
Exactly, and now they're like, are we still going to do the parish? Oh, if I said I'd do that, wouldn't I? So I ended up in the snake race last weekend as well.
Oh, God.
Anyway, but the twist to this is, I mean, for a start, how long that journey itself, I mean, how many miles or kilometres are you looking to
it's
do?
Approximately 145 miles, and we've broke it down over 9 days, but the ninth day is only 5 miles literally to get us to Murrayfield, so we've kept that one as easy as possible because we then need to get out of hiking boots and try and get our feet into cowboy boots, which would be interesting.
Yeah, the swollen sore feet. And I mean, as well, you're obviously country music fans.
Yeah.
Are you hoping that that's going to sort of rally you on as the end goal of the concert as well?
Yeah, that's it. I think we'll be playing a lot of tunes, a lot of Dolly, a lot of everything will be getting thrown in there to try and keep us in the mood for going. Rebecca's obviously through her sponsorships as well. She's managed to get us free clothing from Ariat, which is one of her big sponsors. And I believe Stetson are supposed to be giving us straw cowboy hats. So we'll see.
So this is
see what arrives.
You'll be in walking boots, but you'll be sort of kitted out in
kitted
sort of
out
country gear.
Country western sort of equestrian gear, but yeah.
And also, you've kind of, I mean, obviously you wouldn't have known this ahead of time, but you are going to be tackling potentially some very hot temperatures.
Yeah, it's not looking great at the minute.
No, I mean, I'm going to hope for you. I've never normally hoped for someone on these challenges for a bit of cloud cover or maybe a bit of drizzle, but actually it might be a nice thing if you're going to be heading into a heat wave potentially.
Yeah, up tops we're hoping it'll be a bit more cooler, but yeah, there is that possibility of heat dehydration and killer midges in Scotland.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, it's going to be perfect. And how have you been sort of training for it? Have you been going on sort of crazy walks? Did you do the parish this year? Like, well, how have you been training for this?
Well, I've been doing some walks previously with a guy called Ken Harding, who's got he's got a walking group called walking.im. I've done some big challenges with him years and years ago, so I contacted him and he put me in touch with the Manx Footpath Conservation Group, so which are the most fantastic people. Honestly, big shout out for them, because you pay £10 a year membership and they put on, it's about 5 walks a week. Mm. So I've been going out with them. I go out on a Saturday, it's a whole day. The people who lead the walks are all volunteers. Mm-hmm. But it's been great because they've been, that way I've been getting the sense of how it feels to be out walking all day long, and we've been doing anything between probably about 10 and 12 miles on Saturdays. And then I did a big walk a few weeks ago with Ken, which was South Brule to North Brule, which was 22 miles. So that was a good test to see how I was getting on.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is a crazy mega challenge. But it's all obviously for good causes. So can you tell me the charities that you're sort of supporting?
Right, so I've picked the local charity Edspace. I used to be in the police, so I've had a lot of dealings with mental health over the years, not only through members of the public and colleagues and everything. So I've seen a lot of sides of mental health, so that was one that was very important to me. My colleagues in the UK, they've picked Andy's Man's Club, which is similar to Edspace in the UK, and we've picked the Menopause Charity and SAFA, which is the charity which supports armed force veterans. The reason we picked these charities was, well, mental health and well-being. I think it affects everybody at some point in their lives, so we really wanted to get the awareness out there. And a lot of fundraising, these charities quite often get missed out, whereas we wanted to do as much as we could for the communities.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, yeah, how are you feeling ahead of it? Are you feeling sort of Are you feeling like it's manageable? What's the headspace?
Yeah, the headspace.
But yeah, you know, what's the headspace heading into this?
I'm getting excited now. I mean, I can't wait to spend just over a week with my best mate. So that's going to be the big thing, making memories with her. But now that I've done these walks, I'm feeling a bit more confident. But the biggest thing is going to be doing consecutive miles, because it's averaging out around about 17 miles a day, which doesn't sound a lot in one day, but when you're doing it every day for 8 and a bit days, it's going to be quite tough.
It's definitely going to be tough. And this isn't, you know, you're not just walking that many miles on like the prom. You're going uphill, down dale, quite literally. So it's not easy 12 miles or a day, is it? I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, have you been in touch with the likes of Edspace then, and they know that you're sort of heading out to do this challenge?
Yeah.
And so what's their reaction?
Oh, they're made up. I've picked a charity. I mean, I actually work with Mike Joyce, who was Ed's brother, so he's been absolutely fantastic, and the charity have been really good. They're promoting it as much as they can as well, so yeah, it's really good. And I know they've had the same, the friends in the UK have had the same, you know, response, that the charities have all been in touch and made up that we're doing it for them. So, and you know, hopefully they'll keep pushing our socials, because we're going to vlog the whole thing when we're going. It'll be mostly through Rebecca's her website, which is the Bluebird Boutique. We're going to be flying most of the stuff through there, because she's got the biggest audience compared to rest, but then I'll be putting it out there as well, so hopefully people can see what we're doing on a daily, the highs and lows.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll follow along the journey as well. The big question though I've got for you, when you get to the gig at the end, please tell me you're seated at this concert.
No, we're standing front pitch.
Okay, well, you say standing, I think though you will be sitting on the floor, maybe
possibly,
or maybe you'll be a little bit, there'll be a bit of delirium and joy that it's over, and we'll get through the gig, and then maybe that'll be crashing out afterwards, maybe.
Well, we're tagging the life out of Luke Combs at the moment, so you never know. We're hoping we might get backstage, but I doubt it, but you never know these days.
That'd be good. You never know, like, exactly, you know,
he might take pity on us.
Exactly. I think he's gonna see the challenge, hopefully, and it'll be like, what on earth? And then even if you get a shout
people.
Out, yeah, that would be brilliant. I mean, have you seen Luke before, or is
I've seen the UK tribute act. My best friend Rebecca, she's seen him before, so yeah, I'm super excited. We really can't wait.
Oh, I hope he spots it. We'll tag him as well. Let's see if we
brilliant.
Get him on there. Well, brilliant. I mean, I just wish you the best of luck, and
thank you.
Follow along the whole way. Like, we'll watch for those updates. And when you're done, maybe come back up and let us know how you got on. And, maybe any like recordings you do as you go, we'd love to splice them all together and see how
fantastic.
You go.
Fantastic. We've also managed to get some hoodies made up for the actual, for when we're away, which is going to have I mean, we've called the walk the road that brought us here, which is kind of like our thing on the country music, to end in with the country music. But we've managed to get hoodies done up with the logos on and all of the sponsors down the arms, and I'm hoping a QR code on the back, which we're going to wear for the gig.
And
hope that it might actually generate people going, oh, what's that?
Yeah, definitely. And try and make a sign.
We're here.
We walked all the way here.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.